This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Text for consideration today for Easter is recorded for us in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verses 1 through 8. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And while they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. God's word is truth. Amen. They had prepared everything for a dead Jesus. They bought the spices and carried them there. And sure, they had seen Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus take Jesus and place him in the tomb. Sure, they guessed that they had prepared the body, but the women needed to do this. They had been with Jesus and the disciples for some time, and they needed this closure, and no one was going to take it from them, even if they had to redo it. They would do just that. And so they go, even before the top of the sun touches the bottom of the horizon. And when they get to the tomb, there is no Jesus. The linen that once held him tightly with 75 pounds of spices and myrrh are still there, but there is no Jesus. Two men. The scriptures inform us that these were angels disguised as men, tell the women something they were most surprised to hear, but they should not be surprised to hear. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. In the minds of many, Jesus is dead. They figured that he failed. They come to Jesus like these women do to say, "Goodbye, goodbye to Jesus." Instead of spices and myrrh, they carry guilt and shame and are so weighed down by them. They figure that heaven is theirs, and if they try hard enough, if they somehow can atone for their own sins, but that very thing they know deep down is not possible. They feel not the power of the resurrected Christ, but the heavy hand of the unknown. They weep for Jesus because they think him dead. They weep for themselves, for if Jesus is dead, then there is no hope. In such a spirit, those women went to the tomb weighed down. In such a spirit, many go to their own tomb. They see it as the end. And what a question these angels pose. Why do you look for the living among the dead? Too many see God's word as a dead thing, a reminder of the old days when faith ruled, but well, now we've evolved past that. Not to what I say. To pretend that heaven is empty, that life is empty, that purpose is chance, and truth is whatever I say it is, there's no comfort in that. Just pain. And in this pain, so many people live in our world today. They see Jesus as dead, and they silently mourn for him. That temptation is close to your heart and to mine because society blankets us with this madness. If we have given in, if we come to worship today to mourn Jesus, and this celebration is hollow for you, I beg you to listen more. If it were true that Jesus were dead, then nothing matters but to numb life and to deaden pain. These two angels have much to tell us. It wasn't enough for Jesus to rise from the dead to set up a temple in a tomb, making our lives nothing more, nothing less than the circumference of death. There is more. Jesus rises from the grave to go to the land of the living. He is living among us. And the Holy Spirit works through the Word to create life in your very soul. Jesus dwells within you and others, not only when we enter the graveyard, but as we wake, as we sleep, and everything in between. He cheers those who believe in him. He brings glory to God through the gospel. I pray the women dropped the spices there in the tomb and forgot about them. Jesus has no need of them. I pray that we drop our guilt and shame. I pray that we drop a worldview that sees a dead Jesus when we hear the good news. And many might carry their guilt and shame just in case Jesus is not risen. They ponder if they have to bury God and carry their guilt and shame for eternity. Don't doubt the gospel. Rather, believe it. And hear the words of the angels, "He is not here, he has risen." Carry your guilt and shame no more. Jesus has paid for them in full. You do not need to bury God. Rather, he carries us to eternal life in his arms. Jesus left the linen, spices, and myrrh behind from Joseph and Nicodemus. He didn't let the women wrap him up in spices either. So many attempt to dress up the gospel and make God's word say things it does not say, to suit whatever the wind of popular opinion demands, to give an aroma pleasing to the world. There's no need to doctor up the gospel. Don't apologize for the gospel. If Jesus Christ cannot fight his own battles against our day and age, then we are a lost cause. But you see, Jesus lives. Jesus reigns. And those two angels in the tomb only needed to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. God did the rest. All we are to do is preach the simple gospel in all of its truth. Watch what the Holy Spirit does with it. What amazing news. He is not here, he has risen. And that very news, the scribes, the Pharisees, the chief priests, and more wanted to be false. Yet Jesus rose from the grave and has undone their work. Salvation by faith comes through Jesus, and they could not stop it. That very news amazed Satan and the evil angels. They thought that they had destroyed Jesus and God's plan. Yet Jesus rose from the grave and won the victory and now reigns eternal. That very news amazed the grave. For one day, when Jesus comes back again, all those who rest in the graves shall be raised up before Jesus. And that very news amazes everyone in the world. For the truth that Jesus lives means salvation is there for those who believe in him, who is the resurrection and the life. This is the news of the gospel, of which we in heaven speak and sing. It is the news of the gospel, which by the grace of God we believe. Amen. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.